to go unpunished? Certainly not. But he is terribly displeased with our inborn as well as our actual sins and will punish them in just judgment in time and eternity, as he declared, "Cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them." But is not God also merciful? God is indeed merciful, but he is likewise just. His justice therefore requires that sin, which is committed against the Most High Majesty of God, be punished with extreme, that is, with everlasting punishment, both of body and soul. Since then, by the righteous judgment of God, we deserve temporal and eternal punishment, how may we escape this punishment and again received into favor? God wills that his justice be satisfied. Therefore, we must make full satisfaction to that justice, either by ourselves or by another. And it's that other which is the mercy of God, as is declared here in our in the chapter. God, in his mercy, sent his Son, who assumed the nature in which the disobedience was committed, to make satisfaction for the justice of God, to bear the punishment of sin to satisfy the justice of God. And so God therefore manifests his justice against his Son when he laid his our iniquities upon him, poured out his mercy and goodness on us. Again, it's the twofold work of Christ. He makes satisfaction for justice. His act of obedience, he fulfills all that God requires, and he bears the punishment of our sin upon him. We are saved by what he did, both in keeping the law and saved by what he did in receiving the punishment for our breaking the law. And so we see the mercy and justice of God found in Christ. Notice also in our confession, we said that God poured forth his mercy and goodness on us. How did he do so? By giving his Son in our place. But also notice, we also not only focus on the cross, giving his Son unto death for us, but raising him for our justification. How do you know that you are righteous before God, you're just before God? Because Jesus died and rose again. And so it is, he declares that you are righteous before him because Jesus has overcome death, has overcome sin. And so we are righteous before him. Praise God. That is the gospel, isn't it? The good news of Jesus Christ and his love for us. Amen? Amen.